This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com, your entertainment destination. Casino, poker, dining, and simulcast racing so you can wager on some of the best tracks in the country. Go to HialeahParkCasino.com to sign up for promotions, giveaways, and events.
And now you look at Bam Adebayo, who's a fantastic young man compared to Hassan Whiteside. Great work ethic, terrific defender when he doesn't have to face a big man. Are you really a great defender when you can't play against your own? Just a question as I digress there. Sit on that one. So anyway, so now the Miami Heat have got to learn to play the discipline game now. Do you know why? If you're not going to be loaded with draft picks, well then, dude, how about cap space? You're always attractive. People want to come here. People want to play here. Just don't take up the cap space with the wrong people. Don't lock it up with Duncan Robinson and not have the space for Caleb Martin. So the front office lately has overcommitted to certain people and has given money to certain people that don't deserve it. So we're going to find out now. What are you doing with Tyler Hero? Because he's a sixth man, not a franchise. And the sixth man didn't come through in the playoffs. And now he got injured. And he's had several injuries too, by the way. He's also gotten his share of nicked up too in the process. Discipline, baby. Discipline. Devin Jordan, thank you for the super chat. He says, Big O, Ethan had a perfect example of how Bam is similar to Draymond, where you got to surround him with shooters in order for him to succeed. Yeah, no, I said that too. It's obvious. But he's not a max player. It's pretty simple. I don't care what anybody tells me. If I'm going to give you max, then you must be franchise material. You must be a guy that can help carry the franchise, and he is not. Bam Adebayo can't even play against men his size or bigger. Alonzo Mourning was undersized in a sea of redwood trees. Okay? I'm not talking about Jokic. I'm talking about Olajuwon. I'm talking about Duncan Robinson. I'm talking about Patrick Ewing. You know, I'm talking about Mark Eaton. I'm talking about people that were a whole different ball game back in the day. And Alonzo Mourning had to face all kinds of bigger men, and he held his own most of the time. Yeah, Shaq was Shaq, and Shaq could probably push Alonzo Mourning around because Shaq was the ultimate freak. But he pretty much held his own against almost everybody. And they were all bigger than him. And he would get block shots on all of them. So how can Bam Adebayo be a franchise player when he wilts against people his size? He's a bully against people that are smaller. Yeah. Oh, he can, he's bullification. All right. He's bullified them, but he's a bully. Because when somebody of his own size comes, they eat him up alive. So Miami Heat, you got to start showing the discipline, man. You got to start parting ways with people, unfortunately. You can scout them. You can find them. You're proving it over and over again. But don't stop tying yourself to contracts that are not the real contracts. Stop falling in love with players in the moment. And I know it's easy for me to say, but I don't get paid for this. You do. You failed with Whiteside. You failed with the Johnsons. Who was the fourth guy? The two Johnsons, the Whiteside, and what was the fourth guy? Help me out there, Sean. Who was the fourth clown that they gave money to?
Waiters?
Waiters. Oh my God. That was the second stupidest contract ever. Whiteside was the first. The second was he had a foot injury that needed surgery, and they still give him a 4-year deal off of 19 games or 29 games. It was one of those 19 or 29 games, the greatest 19 or 29 game stretch of Dion's career. And the effing Heat gave him a 4-year contract. Discipline, dude. Pat Riley, Mickey, front office. You guys are disciplined about players' weight, except for Lowry. You guys are disciplined about your players showing up. How about being disciplined on deciding who to give the effing money to? Stop acting like the 60-year-old man that met the 30-year-old. So this Bam Adebayo thing is a, and Duncan Robinson thing is a habitual problem lately for the Miami Heat. Yes, they're marvelous. They overcome their problems, but it is a problem. Let's not kid ourselves, because, you know, that's how everybody follows it up. Well, no, but they find a way to get out of the contract. Well, why the hell did you get in the contract in the first place? And why do you keep doing this? Why do you keep signing people to big contracts that don't deserve it? So Tyler Hero's the next one. Right now, there's nearly 300 people on the chat board. Okay? I'm going to turn on the chat board right now. I better not see anything but sports. Would you give Tyler Hero a max contract? Yes or no? Tell me, would you give Tyler Hero a max contract? Is the question. Yes or no? Put it right now in the chat board. See if you guys are useful for that instead of all the other crap that I was reading before. No. Hero's not a max player. No, no, no. Hell no. Nope. Nobody said yes yet. See what I mean? So it's about the Miami Heat being disciplined. They show discipline for so many things. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Greater Good says yes to Tyler Hero. He's the only maniac right now that has said yes. There you go. So that's to me, that to me is the problem with all of this stuff. So, you know, we could talk about Bam, and I guess it'll be an opinion thing. Ira thinks he's a max player. I don't. You can't be consistent on offense. You can't be counted on offense. And you can't play against players your own size. That's embarrassing. I think Bam Adebayo needs to go talk to Jason Taylor. Jason Taylor was an undersized defensive end that learned and got strong enough to throw tackles aside, go get the runner, all that kind of stuff, because they ran over his ass the first couple of years. He said, nah, and he hit the weight room. So I don't know what Bam needs to do, but when you get dogged by the guys your own size, that's embarrassing, bro. It's embarrassing. We'll see what they do with Tyler. We shall see what they do with Tyler.